assessment is a key component of quality services. For programs who are serving young dual language learners, if it's assessing children for instructional purposes, trying to figure out how and what to teach, or if it's assessment to identify and establish the presence of a disability, there are essentially three main sources of data to look at. Number one is data from families. If the program has the capacity to speak with families in their home language or get a translator, using information from families, whether it's a combination of checklists or parent narratives or parent reports, or asking families to talk about their child's development, families can be a rich source of data for informing programs about the nature and course of children's development across all developmental domains and across both of their languages. The second data source would be observations of child in the classroom. The child may not speak any English. The child may grow up speaking Arabic or Vietnamese or Korean. They may have had no prior experience with English. The value of observations is that because the focus is on the child's behaviors, that's really where we want the data to come from. The assessment strategy would be to welcome the child into the classroom, to communicate using a variety of communication methods that further invite the child to look around the classroom and to become engaged in one or more activities. Offering children choices is a natural way of getting the children engaged in activities that they're interested in. So the child may come into the classroom having no prior experience with English, but the teacher using gestures and smiles and by demonstrating can say, here's the sand table, would you like to play here? Here's the art area, would you like to paint at the easel? And then once children are engaged in the activity, then the program staff can begin observing the child and recording examples of what is the child know and able to do. That data is also a very rich source for the assessment process. The third area of data is the use of standardized tests. And that becomes tricky because if the test was not developed using children from the child's language background, that would tend to negate the validity of the standardized test results. Right now, there are a number of standardized tests in English that have been shown to be reliable. There are a number of, not as many, instruments in Spanish that have been developed for the birth to five period. But for children coming from other language backgrounds, there are no standardized instruments that I know of. For children whose language background is not English or Spanish, my recommendation would be to utilize as much of the first two data sources as possible.